Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to my overview for the waxing moon cycle that began with the new moon in Pisces and will culminate with the full moon in Virgo on the 9th of March. This is a fascinating cycle for me because as soon as I started looking at the charts, I saw one of my very favorite motifs. This is a mythic theme called fire in water. And I love it. It's part of Irish and more broadly Celtic mythology. And it is a different, a unique way to look at the interaction between fire and water, which in the classical Greek elemental system on which our Western astrology is based, they just don't get along. But in the fire in water motif, what we see is that there are certain kinds of inspiration, certain kinds of magic, certain kinds of knowing, certain kinds of enlightenment that only come when we go deep in water to find the fire, to find the source. This is the journey that we'll be making during this waxing cycle. And it's fitting it should come during a waxing cycle when the light is growing and within the very deep watery realms of Pisces, we begin to sense the amazing promise of Aries fire. This is a relatively new podcast episode and format for me to be doing these overviews for the waxing and waning cycles, and I'm still experimenting. So this time, I'm going to try something a little different. Some of you have asked for the dates. the dates and times when these specific moments in the lunar cycles happen, which is an entirely reasonable request. But what I found is that when I try to do this as I'm talking about the themes, I forget. So this time, let's just give the dates up front. We began with the new moon in Pisces on Sunday, February 23rd, which arrived at 10:32 a.m. in my Eastern time zone. Next, within the new moon phase, we experienced the Mercury Kazemi, the moment when Mercury was conjunct the Sun, which arrived on Tuesday, February 25th at 8:45 p.m. Now we have just entered the crescent moon phase. The moon is in Aries. It is Thursday, February 27th, and the crescent phase began at 1:37 p.m. Next, tomorrow night, we will reach the waxing sextile moon. The moon will be in Taurus, and this is a moment of understanding that is within the crescent phase. The next phase is the first quarter. The moon will be in Gemini. It will be Monday, March 2nd at 2:57 p.m. Now, within that first quarter phase, we have three additional things happening. On March 4th at 6:45 in the morning, Mercury retrograde will enter Aquarius. The same day, about 4 hours later, Venus enters Taurus at 10:07. The next day, we reach the waxing trine, another moment of insight and understanding. That will be Thursday, March 5th at 2:49 a.m. We will enter the gibbous moon phase with the moon in Leo on Friday, March 6th at 6:45 a.m., again in my Eastern time zone. And the full moon in Virgo will arrive on Monday, March 9th at 12:48. So I hope that that helps you orient as we go through. And I will mention that on March 9th, the same day as the full moon, Mercury will also station direct. So what about this fire in water theme I see unfolding? We had such an intense, watery, deep, magical, mystical, foggy, confusing, enlightening magic. I said that. All that with the new moon in Pisces. But now we have an Aries moon, and not just a moon in Aries for today's crescent, but an Aries moon conjunct Venus and Eris. We have fabulous goddess energy coming up from the waters, and we are lighting our fire, lighting our torches at this time. When we reach that waxing sextile, the moon is going to be in Taurus, and that is a deeply embodied sign. That is an energy in which what we learn, the enlightenment that we have been ignited with in fire, needs to be brought into the body, needs to be brought within our flesh, our hearts, our guts, in order to really hit home. Taurus moons are typically described as calm, peaceful, restful, and yet the overall mood of this waxing sextile chart is pretty intense. So here, we have a story about getting magic from water and bringing it into the body. think of the stories of Taliesin in Wales and Finn McCool in Ireland, two young boys who in each tale were set to watch something magical and watery. For Taliesin, who was then known as Squeanbach, he was set to tend the cauldron of Caradhrin and the spell that she was brewing for a year and a day to give her son a better life. Finn McCool, as a boy, was set to watch over the salmon of wisdom that had been taken from the waters by his much older poet mentor and was being cooked to give that older poet inspiration. In each tale, at the critical moment, a spurt of water burst from the magic cauldron, from the skin of the magic salmon, and landed on the thumb of the boy, who stuck the thumb in his mouth, naturally, to cool it off, but in that moment gained all the illumination and magic that the water had held. At the first quarter moon, we're in Gemini. We're moving quickly, and it's just as well. Because if we focus in on the story of Squeanbach, who caught the magical oil on his thumb and put it in his mouth and knew all things, the first thing he knew was that Caradhrin was going to kill him. Wherein we have the fabulous tale of the chase, how each turned into a different animal to escape, and the other, Caradhrin, turned into the perfect animal to follow and capture. Which she didn't quite make until he became a seed on a threshing room floor. At the waxing trine moon in Cancer, we have a much more empathic feeling. But what could possibly have shifted Caradhrin's feelings of anger toward the boy Squeanbach? Well, once he became a bit of grain on the threshing room floor, she turned into a hen, and she swallowed him. But instead of destroying him, she became pregnant with him and found she could not kill him in that moment. So she bore him instead and gave birth to the poet Taliesin. At the gibbous moon in Leo, our hearts are going to be opened and we'll face a challenge to see whether we have truly learned, truly embodied, truly taken in the poetical, magical gifts we brought out of the Piscean waters. And then, if we succeed at the full moon in Virgo, we will know how to make magic. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you an amazing waxing cycle in which I hope that you find unexpected magical enlightenment in deep watery places, in the world, in our minds and hearts, in the depths of our psyches. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you.